Greetings to everybody out there in blind, cool tech land. This is David Dunphy here, coming to you from my studios here in New York. And wow, I haven't been on this blind, cool tech podcast in about 3 years. I think the last time I posted here is when I did my interview with Dennis, the current president of the National Federation of the Blind's Performing Arts Division. So it's been a while. But today I'm here with my friend Hope in Maine, and we're going to demonstrate for you a service for solving CAPTCHAs. You know, this is something that's been a source of great frustration for blind users, whether they're experienced with technology or not. We've had some breakthroughs in our favor, such as the WebVism add-on developed for Firefox. But today, Hope and I are going to show you Celona, which is another service for dealing with CAPTCHAs. Their website is www.solona.net. And in this presentation, Hope and I are going to take you through everything from setting up Celona to how to use it to solve CAPTCHAs. So, we provide our contact information in the presentation, so if you have any questions about what you hear or would like to know more or need some clarification about some things, you can feel free to contact us. And you can also feel free to check out my website. Just I have to give a little plug here for my website. It's for my radio station, which is Radio 360, and the website is www.radio360.us. And now, without any further delays, I present to you the Celona demonstration. And a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are listening to this from, and whatever time it is where you are. This is David Dunphy with my first ever audio tweet that isn't something from Tweet Whoop Whoop, you know, twitwhoop.com, the phone thing. This is an actual MP3 audio recording, David in Digital, coming at you today. And I'm honored for my first little digital demo or digital presentation or whatever you'd like to call it. A lady with many talents, quite a lot of style, punch, pizzazz, and awesomeness. Ladies and gentlemen, from her wonderful and comfortable studios in Maine, I give you Hope from Maine. If you if you guys have her on Twitter, you know who she is, and she's the same Hope from Twitter that you maybe have heard from, that talks, you know, she talks a lot about her dog and Fidelco, and she's very proud of that, and so Hope of that Fidelco group is here with me today to help us do a little digital demo for you. So Hope, say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's Hope from Maine, Fidelco forever on Twitter.
Yeah, you're welcome to follow. Are they welcome to follow you? Or
they sure are. Yep, I have my tweets unprotected, so
yeah, she is certainly can follow. She's a great woman, and guys, I've been very proud to know this woman for quite a few years. Although we lost touch for most of that time, but we're
Touch for about 13 years.
Yeah, we met up in 1993 in Boston at a program at the Perkins School for the Blind that we each attended for about 5 weeks, and then. After that, she left a week early, and as a result, we never got a chance to exchange addresses, and it was only by chance that in 2006, she went to blindcooltech.com to check out a podcast, and she heard me do an interview with a woman who's blind named Jessica Silva. You may have heard of her, guys, because she has been around quite a bit, and she also did a trip to American Idol and had a chance to participate in the year Carrie Underwood actually won is the year that Jessica went. And Hope heard that podcast and contacted me to see if I was the same David Dunphy she remembered from way back when. And well, the rest,
indeed,
as they say,
were.
Is history. And, you know, we've been, like an elevator, we've had our ups and downs. But I would say now there's more ups than downs. And we're having a great time together. And we decided to bring you a very, very nice little presentation today on a website. This will especially benefit blind people because this is a website that deals with CAPTCHAs, you know, which is the visual verifications where they give you a word and a graphic and you have to type it in the edit box when filling out a form or registering for a service or copying something. But this one is unique because it is not like Firefox's WebVism tool, which is an add-on that blind people can use to fill out CAPTCHAs by a computer system. Hope, why don't you tell them what's unique about this, because you discovered it.
This is actually human-run, so the developers of the particular service will sit at their computers and look at images that we send over of the CAPTCHA, and they will actually transcribe it and put it in a box, nice little edit box for us.
And we're going to demonstrate how that works, and we're going to show you that here in this little presentation. Now, what interests me is how they get any money off this deal, it doesn't seem...
Well, it's free, and they actually don't get any money off the deal.
So what I wonder about this is that if it's a purely volunteer thing, because...
It is.
And do they? I wonder if they have a link for sighted people who want to volunteer.
And they do.
Yeah.
Yep. So anybody who wants to volunteer who's sighted can certainly do so.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I guess it wouldn't make sense for me to volunteer.
No, it wouldn't make sense for me either.
Well, what we have is we have JAWS for Windows version 11, the public beta going here. I am going to be taking you through the pages. I'm going to register. I already have an account, but I'm going to create a registration account just so that you can see how it runs. And I'll put in an email address that, you know, like I said, that is not used, but it's strictly so you can see us go through the registration process, the downloading and installation of the tool, of a little automated tool, the Salona graphical user interface tool that you need to put on. All right, well, you don't have to put it on, but if you don't want to take pictures of the website using Paint, which is not really easy for a blind
person
to do.
It's a lot easier. The tool is a lot easier.
This tool is a lot easier, and we'll explain everything, and you get a chance to see it. Now, if you did hear the DJD invasion a few days ago, we did actually demonstrate this tool a little bit, but there were some things we did forget to point out, so I thought this would be an opportunity to bring this to the table. And for those that have not actually spoken to me in a long time, you actually get to hear my voice in digital for the first time. So this is a great tool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Internet Explorer, and we are going to go to the Salona.net
start key,
website.
Accessories submenu. I, leaving menus, start button, Windows Internet Explorer, Google, page has 16 links, Google.
And Google's up. Now, during this, of course, you're always welcome to contact me, and I'll give you guys my email in case you'd like to contact me about this program. So I'm going to go to
Control
open,
up.
And I'm going to type in Salona.net.
www.solona.net.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. 2%.
No, JAWS taking you
33%.
Come on,
Salona,
JAWS.
100%. Page has 13 headings and 22 links. Salona.
And we're at the page.
Salona.
So it's a Salona.
Blank.
I'll just go down with my JAWS so you can hear it for you guys.
Salona. Blank. Heading level 1. Salona. Blank. On. Blank. Link login register. Blank. Link learn. Blank. Heading level 3. Twitter updates. Blank. List of 5 items. I also looked at the ASUS CAPTCHA after reading several tweets and RTs. That is a very disappointing development. Link about 14 hours ago.
Okay, well, this is apparently Twitter updates. We're not going to spend time on that. We're going to go to the
login
register link so that we can set up an account.
Enter. Page has 4 headings and 2 links.
And here we go.
Level 1, Salona.
Salona.
Heading level 3, log into your control panel.
Log into your control panel.
Blank. Username. Edit.
Username, and if you had an account, you would type in your username in this edit box.
Password. Password edit.
And in the edit box for the password, you would put in your password.
Submit button.
There's a submit button.
Blank.
But we're going to go down.
Heading level 3, lost password.
And go past this. If you've lost your password, of course,
blank. Link. Click here to
you
reset
can
your password.
Click this link to reset the password.
Blank. Heading level 3, don't have an account.
Don't have an account.
Blank. Link register.
Link to register. So we're going to press enter on that.
Enter. Page has 2 headings and no links. Heading level 2, register for a new. Heading level 1, Salona. Heading level 2,
register
for a
new account.
Blank. Please read the following notes before completing this registration form. Blank. List of 11 items. Choose a username. Edit.
Choose a username. So I'm going to put Forms
Mode
on and choose a username that I think would be cool. I think for this, I will just call it HPFan, F-A-N, always.
A-L-A-A-Y-S.
As our username.
Tab, Salona register for a new account. First name edit.
I'll put in my first name, which is David.
Tab, last name edit.
I'll put in my last name, which is Dunphy.
Tab, email edit.
I'll put in my one of my other email addresses that I have, which I will put in my Radio 360 email, which, by the way, www.radio360.us. Hope I had to give a shameless plug. Come
yes,
on.
You did.
That's right.
Awesome. It's a wonderful radio station, so I encourage everybody to listen.
Thank you. DJD at radio360.us.
Confirm email edit.
Confirm it again. DJD at
radio360.us. Secret question combo box. What is the name of your favorite pet?
I'll let Hope choose what we use. We have what is the name of your favorite pet?
In what city were you born?
In what city were you born?
What high school did you
attend? What high school did you attend?
What is your favorite movie?
What is your favorite movie?
What is your mother question mark?
What is your mother's maiden name?
What street did you grow up on?
What street did you grow up on?
What was the make of your first car?
What was the make of your first car?
When is your anniversary?
When is your anniversary?
What is your favorite color?
What is your favorite color? This is the one I like, but I'll let Hope pick which question we ask.
I'm interested to find out what your favorite color is. So go ahead. What's your favorite color?
Blue, actually, is what we're going to put in here because that is the color. And I've been told I look good in blue too, so that's a good combination then, right? Wouldn't you say?
It's awesome.
All right, so we're gonna put that in blue for the answer.
Tab, confirm answer.
We'll confirm that it's blue again.
BLUE. Tab, password. Password. Edit. Password. Edit. Password. Edit.
Now put in a password and I know you all want access to this account, so the password will be star star star. Ha ha ha. Not really. But I'm going to put in a password that we can use. I'll just pick one.
Star 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 star.
Okay.
Tab confirm.
I'm not going to give out the password to this account for anybody. But I am putting in a password, and you can put in whatever you want as a password. Of course, JAWS reads it as star 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 because it's encrypted.
Tab submit button.
And I'll click the submit button.
Forms mode off. Enter 100%. Page has two headings and one link. Heading level 2, register for a new account. Thank you for registering on Zelona.net. You will receive an email confirming your new account. No further action is necessary regarding your registration, period.
No further action is necessary regarding my registration. So we are good to go, hope, at the registration
Yay.
Process on Zelona. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going
to
head down.
At this time, you may return to the main page and log in with your
We are going to return to the main
visited
page
link, click here to return to the
and
main
log
page
in. Like we were talking
page
about earlier.
Four headings and two links. Visit
and I'm going to go right to the edit box by hitting F on for
username
JAWS.
Edit. User edit.
Username, I'm going to put in HPFan always.
Tab, Zelona, welcome. Please submit a CAPTCHA. Password, password,
and I'll put
edit,
in my
password,
JAWS
edit.
Likes to read things that really aren't on the current view. JAWS, the screen reader with ADD. Anyway. I will put in my password.
Stop. Tab, submit button.
Submit
form mode off. Enter. Page has one heading and seven links. Link, click here to download off download.
Now, we're logged in,
Zelona
and
mode.
When you're on the lot, when you're at the page where
Land
you're logged in, you'll know
Zelona.
Because Land. You'll see different links, and we'll show you what they are.
List of three, I link home.
There's the home page, which is where we went to when we started.
Link instructions.
Instructions. I don't really think we should go through that here, Hope, right? I think if they click the link, they should be able to
if
read the instructions.
If you click the link, you'll
It gives
you'll
very
be able
detailed instructions
them.
On how to do everything, how to use the automated tool, which is what we're going to use because we don't want to screw around with Microsoft Paint. But if you really don't want to download the tool, the instructions page will tell you how to do it manually. Is that correct, Hope?
Yes.
Okay, you've read the instructions, right? You've
yes,
seen
I
it.
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yep.
And they're
that's
very.
What, that's
they good?
What made me want to download the automated tool.
Now, are the instructions well written? Are they easy to
yes,
follow?
Yes, they are
so,
very well written. Yep.
Yes. If you do want to, you know, find out how else you can do it, you can click on the instructions link. And try it that way, and that will be another opportunity, you know, way for you to do it. So we're going to go past that.
Link log out.
Log out if you want
to
get out.
List end. Link click here to download automated screen capture tool.
Now, it says click here to download automated screen capture tool. This will allow you to take the picture of the website with the caption on it. So we're going to go press enter and download this tool.
Enter. Dialog, create new tab, say tab.
I'm going to go past
tab,
this because this is my download
Zelona
manager.
Welcome.
Most of you are probably going to use
Internet Explorer. File download security warning. Dialog.
So the file
tab,
download
file,
box
shift, tab, save, but,
comes
tab,
up.
Cancel.
Now you could save this to a place on your desktop, but for our purposes,
tab,
I'm just going to run,
tab, run but,
the application because, you know, you can save it on your computer where you'd
space,
like it to go.
21%. Close this dialog
and as soon as that's done downloading,
check,
we will go ahead and
97%. 100%.
And throw it out
verifying
there.
Zelona V3 X from www. Zelona Net Dialog. Internet Explorer Security.
And of course, you get the typical Internet Explorer security
Alarm.
Warning.
Zelona, welcome. Please submit a CAPTCHA Windows Internet Explorer. Set up Zelona CAPTCHA Tool Dialog. Next button.
Set up Zelona CAPTCHA Tool Dialog. And actually, what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to actually exit my Zelona because I actually have it running by mistake.
Safe your orbit. Exit system Zelona.
Which is no good because it'll try to install over it. So. I've closed my Zelona, but normally if you're installing it for the first time, you won't have it running in your tray. I did because I've already got it installed.
Set up Zelona
so
capture
set up Zelona,
tool. Set up Zelona
capture
tool
dialog.
Next button.
I'll go to the next button, which just comes up right away.
Enter to continue. Click next. If you would like to select a different folder,
this
click
is if you would like to select where it gets installed to, but usually it generally makes sense to leave these
tab,
settings
browse,
alone
tab, back
by default.
Next button. Enter to continue. Click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse. Edit Zelona capture tool.
This is where it would be in your programs menu if you would like to, you know, so you can run
tab,
it through your
browse,
programs menu.
Tab, back but tab, next enter. Select the additional tasks you would like
this
set up to perform
additional tasks.
Zelona capture tool. Then click
you
next.
Can have
preview,
it create
a desktop
icon, which is unchecked. I don't like a lot of those things on my desktop, but some people do.
Level 0. Add to startup. Check
you can
four
add to
four.
Startup, which means it'll always start with Windows. I'm going to uncheck that because there's really no reason to have it start up with Windows unless you're going to a lot of CAPTCHA sites. Although if you do decide to have it start up with Windows, it won't slow down your computer very much. I would say this program is not a resource hog. And, you know, it works pretty good. I mean, do you have your Zelona set to startup, Hope?
I do, and it doesn't slow my computer down
no,
at all.
No, the computer still goes well. So you can do it either yep. way. I'm going to choose not to have it start up, but that's just my preference, though.
Space, add to startup, not checked.
And
create a desktop
there's
icon,
the desktop icon,
add to
and there's
add,
back, not, you know, creating an icon. Even though there's four things there's only those two or three. So I don't know what
add,
the problem
next
is
button.
There. But anyway, we'll go to next.
Enter. Tab, cancel tab, click install to continue.
And this shows you your installation options. Back, tab, we'll install tab button. To the install button and press space.
Space, cancel button, 4%.
JAWS is reading the progress bars. It installs Celona Captcha Tool. And we'll wait till it's done. It might be done in a second here. It's a very small application, so it shouldn't take up a lot of, you know, time to do it. And I believe it's done because it's not reading, so we'll hit tab.
Tab, next button, tab.
And there's an edit box here. I'll just tell you what it says.
Date of release, July 15th, 2009, Rev 3. Blank, please take a moment to read the README file in the Celona program directory. Blank, updates to version 3. Notes. Blank, this release of the Celona automation tool has one known issue, the automatic scrolling feature does not work correctly with Firefox. The tool is completely compatible with all websites under Internet Explorer 8. Please email my Celona gmail.com if you have...
Alright, it's basically telling you what the issues are with the version when it was released and things like that. If you're interested in that, you can go on and read it. But for our purposes, we'll just skip past it and go to the next
tab,
button.
Next button, enter. Setup has finished installing Celona Captcha Tool on your computer. The application
and
may be launched by
end.
Selecting the
so
install
we'll
icon. Click finish to exit setup. Preview launch Celona Captcha Tool.
We'll have Celona run.
Tab, back button, tab, finish
button. So that it'll be in our system tray by default. Enter. It will not pop up on the window. I think it starts minimized, correct? Hope it doesn't come
yes.
up on the screen.
Yep.
It'll sit in your system
minimized.
Tray. Okay, so now we have the Celona tool installed on our computer. Now I want to look quickly with you at the Celona options screen so that if you decide you don't like the default settings, you can make setting changes. So I've pressed insert F11 with JAWS to bring up the system tray.
Encoders, streamer, Skype, safely orbit, exit, not system.
Oh, now where is it? There it is. Celona's right here, and I'm going to press enter on that.
Context menu option.
And I'm going to press enter on option because you can do a little configuration here.
Enter, leaving menus, hotkey shift checkbox checked.
Now this is a hotkey you can set. Now this is the hotkey that will be used to take a picture of the website with the captcha. And we'll get to that in just a minute. So this is where you can select what combinations of keys are used, and there's some checkboxes and things. So there's the shift key, which is checked, which means shift will be part of your hotkey.
Hotkey control checkbox checked.
Hotkey control, which is checked. You can uncheck that if you would like and map up your own key.
Tab, hotkey alt checkbox not checked.
Alt is unchecked, which is good. We're not using that.
Tab, hotkey combo box S.
And then there's a combo box, and you can select which letter or thing is your key command with that control and shift, which is great because sometimes on computer programs they'll have it in an edit box and that can sometimes make it difficult for navigation. So the fact that they celebrated a combo box where you can select which key command to use was is phenomenal. So we'll go on from here.
Tab, save location edit, C11, PNG.
Now, this is the save location. This is where when you take the picture of what's on the website, and this will be clear once we do it, this is where this is where it's going to default. It's going to be in your C drive, and it's going to call itself 11.png, which is a file extension format for a picture. And you can change the name of that file. You can move it to another place. I just recommend leaving it because if you take several pictures, it'll overwrite the original and just keep it updated, and it's a pretty small file, and there's really no reason to change it. And you know, it's a pretty unique name, so it's not like you're going to have to worry about a lot of things. So we'll just hit tab.
Tab, OK button.
And go to OK.
Enter, JAWS.
And press enter. Now, I will take you to a website where there is a captcha to close out our demonstration. And then you can go ahead and see what you think.
Windows R. Run.
So I'm going to take you all to my website, which is
radio360.us,
the coolest website on the planet, I think.
I agree.
Welcome to the home of Radio 360, where variety matters.
See, isn't
most.
That beautiful?
Now I'm going to go right past it and go to the contact link.
See, contact the station manager with questions or other forms of feedback.
I'm going to press enter there.
Contact form
now,
for getting in touch with management, heading level 1. Contact the Radio 360 station manager.
Now,
contact.
On this page, and it will say it if you go to this page, that there is a captcha to prevent the, you know, people from spamming it. Now, the one drawback to having a human being, especially free, you know, people who are doing this for free and volunteering, to a form like this, now here it really isn't a big deal because you're just filling out information for me, but you may not want to fill out the form until you've gotten the captcha. And the reason being is that maybe you don't want someone to have your email address. And when this program takes a snapshot of this website so it can see the captcha, anything put in the edit box can be seen in the picture too. So if you put in your name or your social security number or your address, if a form requires it, you know, some random person whom you don't know can get that information. So you might not want to use this to, for the captcha until you fill out anything, until you've gone ahead and gotten the captcha from, you know, the people at Celona. Now, I happen to know there's a captcha here, so what I am going to do now is I'm going to press that hotkey we were talking about, Control-Shift-S, and what that will do is it will take a snapshot of this page with the CAPTCHA included on it so that I can submit it to the people at Celona.net, and I will show you how to do that in just a minute. But first, let us take a picture. Hope, say cheese.
Cheese.
Control-Shift-S, contact form for getting in touch.
See? And that sound means it took the picture. So now that we have the picture, it's in my drive as 11.png since I left it at that setting by default. And now I'm going to go ahead and open the Celona webpage in a second window.
Windows Internet Explorer, Google News Link.
Instance of my browser, and I'm going to go to Celona.net.
S-O-L-O-N-A-E-T, enter. 2%. 100%. Celona page has 13 headings and 22 lists. Celona. Job learn. About Forts to V. About Fort. Go. Login register.
I'm going to go back to the login register link on the Celona
100%.
Page. And then, you know, and if you have cookies enabled and you have your password set to be remembered by your browser, you may be able to avoid this step, but I don't have it that way.
Username edit.
So I'm going to go into
enter.
My nice little account here that I have.
H-E-F-A-N-A-L-W-A-Y-S tab. Password.
And my password. I'm just logging in real quick.
Submit button. Forms mode off. Enter. Page has one heading and seven.
Now I'm going to go to the link that says submit CAPTCHA. And I can do that just by browsing down or hitting insert F7 for JAWS users.
Submit a CAPTCHA.
Go to the submit a CAPTCHA link.
Celona submit a CAPTCHA. Celona submit a CAPTCHA. Page has one heading and three links.
And what you're provided with here is an edit box where you can upload the file that of the snapshot that was taken of the website. So I'm going to go right down here.
File upload edit.
And it's an edit box to see where, you know, for putting in the name of the file. But we hope and I found that putting in the direct path of the file, c:\11.png, did not result in getting anything accomplished. So I'm going to go
browse
to
button.
The browse button and press enter on
forms
that.
Mode on. Choose file to upload dialog.
And
file.
You have your basic choose open dialog
shift,
box that comes
toolbar
up.
My shift, app.
So
look
I'm
going to combo box downloads.
I'm going to go up
local
to the C drive.
Enter. Look at app tool app folder view 1.11.
And select that 11.png file.
Tab, open button.
Tab to the
space,
open button.
Forms mode off. Browse button.
And then
send
I'm going to go
button.
Down to the send image button and press enter.
Enter. Results read only edit.
Now you're at an edit box which says results read only. And you should wait here for about maybe 15 seconds or so and so that the human being who sees this page can grasp a hold of it, see what the CAPTCHA is, and put it in the box and submit it back to you. And in about a second, I'll click the refresh results button, refresh button here, which is right below where I'm currently positioned on the screen. And once we have the CAPTCHA, we can go ahead and fill out the form, and we'll know if it works because, well, you'll see how we'll know on the website if it worked successfully or not to fill out the form. So now I'm going to go down and hit that button.
Refresh results button.
Refresh results button and press enter.
Enter.
So it refreshes them for us. And let's see if we have anything in the edit box.
Results. Blank. Result. Read only edit.
Not yet. Ooh. Not yet. We don't have results from anybody in the edit box yet, so we have to wait a minute. Hopefully a human will actually get it. Wouldn't that be awful? We do this demonstration. It doesn't work. Wouldn't that be awful, Hope? Come on. Now, let's see.
Refresh
let's
results.
Try,
enter.
Try again.
Results. Read only edit. Results. Read only edit.
And no, the human being has still not.
Another thing that's really good to check is whether or not an operator is standing by. So you can do that on their home.
Oh, if it says operators are not, if it doesn't say that, then it means we don't have an operator standing by. Oh, that would be awful if I had to do that. Well, if we don't get something soon, maybe I will actually go back because I'm not seeing anybody.
Results.
You can just do it in another instance of your browser.
Refresh results, enter.
Rather than having to log
results.
In again.
Results, read only edit 719,349.
We have someone, and all it'll show in this edit box is the CAPTCHA, which is a number in this case, 719,349. So what I will do is I will select that number.
Selected, read only edit 719,349.
And copy it to my clipboard with Control-C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
Close this down and go back to the form that we have originally here.
Contact the radio 300.
So now I'm going to put in my name.
Your name, edit, your name, edit, enter,
which is David.
Tab, your email address, edit.
My email address, which if you ever want to contact me about this presentation to answer any questions, you can reach me at DJD Rocks.
R-O-C-K-S.
The number 4.
4.
And the word ever.
E-V-E-R.
At Gmail.
G-M-A-I-L.
.com.
Period. C-O-M. Tab. Your message edit.
Your message. This.
A-I-S space D.
Demonstration.
E-R-A-T-I-O-N space O.
Of.
Space.
Celona.
space.
It was. It is cool.
L comma space A
and
E space
for finding it.
I comma space A O P E space
S
space
O R
space A
E
R O space F space
A
E sub E E K period. Tab to show that you're a human and not a spam bot. Please type the code shown in the image. Edit.
Now this is where we put in the caption that the page was so good that the people at Solana were so good enough to provide us with.
From
so I'm just gonna paste it in and then make sure
tab
that it paste it in.
You're a human and not a spam bot. Please type the code shown in the image. Edit. 719,349.
And it worked. And now I'm gonna tab to submit.
Tab web spam protect. Com captcha service link.
Oh well, that's the web spam protect service. That just shows you what provider we're using.
Tab listen to the image code link.
Now you can listen to the code if you don't want to use the audio, but that's just something I'll throw out there.
Tab request a new image code.
You can request a new image code.
Tab submit button.
But we're gonna just submit it because we're pretty sure we have this correct, and if it works, well, you'll see what happens.
Forms mode off. Enter 100%. Congrats.
You have managed to successfully submit this email form without causing harm to yourself or anybody else. Congratulations.
And there you have it. And that is how Solana works.
Tab. Always tab. Close
I will close the browser and the tabs. And that is how Solana works. For submitting a captcha, installing, registering it, and doing all those cool things that you would like to do with it. And hopefully you like that. Hope, is there anything that you wanted to add about Solana? Anything you like or things that you also, other than the fact of having a human see your edit fields that you think a person should be concerned about? Anything you'd like to bring to the table?
Not that I know of, but there is one thing. You can basically keep submitting. You can keep submitting captchas one after the other. So with Firefox, you only have 20 captcha submissions a day.
With the WebVism add-on.
Solana, right, with WebVism. So with Solana, you have as many as you need.
Oh, it is
unlimited. So if it doesn't work, if it's unclear for the human, and they submit the wrong captcha, you can resubmit it.
Yeah, and most times, though, a human will be able to see it unless the vision is really bad, the thing is really bad. And that can happen because some websites will put a lot of pictures and things in the way to make it so that it's very hard for a human, let alone a bot, to try to guess the code and figure it out for you. And a classic example of bad captcha all the way around is the one that MSN Passport uses. The audio is terribly distorted. It is impossible. Yep. And I understand why Microsoft does that, but there is no need for it to be so distorted that you can't understand what's going on. And that's
but
ridiculous.
I actually used Solana. That's how I got... I had to change my MSN account because I lost the password. And I used Solana to help me with that.
Yeah.
And it's a lifesaver. I love it.
And it's great. So... another option, you know, if you want to go use it, it's a little more complicated than just installing the WebVism add-on going on, but it is another option for people who don't want to use Firefox or for people who want to have a human help them. It ensures that they're going to get that kind of service. Well, this is David Dunphy and my partner in crime here, Hope, and we want to thank you for listening to our demonstration on here around here. Again, if you'd like to contact me, my email address is djdrocks. 4 is in the number 4 in the word ever at gmail.com with any questions you may have about Solana or anything you weren't clear on. I don't know if Hope wants to give out any contact info for her for any reason. If she does, go ahead. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
Yeah, sure. My email address is hope.paulos@gmail.com. Or I'm on Twitter, Fidelco, capital FIDELCO, the number 4, ever, capital EVER. And that's it. That's my Twitter name.
Yeah. And my Twitter name is DJDRocks. So for those who are hearing this that do not have me on their Twitter, you're welcome to follow me. And of course, if you've gotten this from my Twitter, then you already have me and you don't need to deal with that. So this is me and Hope, and we're signing out. I hope to come back with another digital presentation for you guys. But I hope you found Solana useful, and I hope you got something out of this little presentation that we've done for you. So I am now out, and I'll talk to you later.